Looking at you, I can see right through to eternity. It was really windy yesterday, and but the mornings, this morning it's pretty still. Ooh, it's coming out of the, you can always tell by the whirligig, coming out of the northwest. That's a pretty good breeze. It's got the turbine running. Oh. Anyway, making my walkabout today. I'm a really transparent guy. Always more than I probably should be, or what would be considered prudent. I let people know that I plan to retire when I'm 60, but I have the option of retiring earlier if I need to or if I want to. I you know, when you say need, it's like, no, it's a total thing of want. I recall that I had done the calculation. It's been a while. I did the calculation back when I was at Socorro, and my first opportunity to retire would be in December of 2025. It's January of 2023, so I've got just right at three years. There's always this what do you call it? The cliff. There's actually a couple of cliffs that mean a whole lot. You have to be really careful because you can keep playing the game of they keep giving me a bigger salary and you reset your clock and you go, ooh, I can get these 5 years at this new rate of pay that'll make my pension that much bigger. And that's really the big thing. I heard a long time ago that anytime you that the best investment you can ever make, number one, the best investment you can ever make is in yourself. The best investment you can ever make is taking a pay increase or taking a new job with a significant pay increase. Usually when I take a pay increase, it's usually like a $20,000 a year bump. And that's huge, you know. That really just makes everything that much better. Of course, you want to be, you know, there's certain things that you always want to know is that that's always going to be true. You'll never get around to something else if you keep doing that as your mentality. You know, like I said, so you can always reset that clock every time that you get a big pay increase and say, okay, I got five, you know, my pension's based on five-year things. The best 20 quarters of your employment with an ERB-related entity is what your pension's based upon. And so you can always reset that clock. And to a certain extent, you need to get past that, because those are things I want to do with my life. You know, I don't know what I want to do exactly. It'd be kind of fun to get back to writing. The whole thing about being an influencer on media so that you can affect, like right now, you know, at most I affect maybe 100 people. And that's nice, you know. But wouldn't it be amazing to affect 1,000 or 2 or 10 or 100,000? And you go, yeah, oh, that's a big thing. And you go, yeah. So you kind of want to, I like that. Engage with those kinds of abilities. I don't know. You know, I don't make heavy plans because I don't see the use, because I'm just, you know, I'm gonna probably have to change plans at some point for one reason or another. Or, you know, just let things kind of flow the way they're doing. My whole life without having a plan so far has gotten me to this interesting juncture. And my only expectation is that at some point in the future, there will be bigger things in the offing. And my biggest thing is taking advantage of opportunities has always been it was a thing I started doing, and it served me well because it allowed the Lord to put things in front of me, and I'll just do it. You know, I've got two basic things. You know, when you start getting the itch, start looking around. Don't predeterminately say I'm not going to do something. And take the first thing that gets offered to you. Now I do, you know, when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. Well, no, I can't say that. There's a couple of times when I got into situations where I said, I don't think I want to be involved in this. And that might have been a bad thing to do. Honestly, it's really hard to regret things when you don't know what they could have become. At the end of the day, it really ends up being kind of a, you really can't tell. But this has certainly worked out well for me. All right. So anyway, it's amazing how artistic these people are. I'm walking kind of down the little slip of a street that they let the graduating seniors do their artwork. Some of it's really amazing, and you almost get the sense for some of the kids make deals with other kids to do theirs. And you're like, wow. So these guys are, I don't know how much it's also kind of wrapped up in, there's probably a couple of art teachers that get pressed into service to kind of be helpful. Good morning. But yeah, it's really quite good, and that's why I say, you know, people. I say every fourth person is really quite good at art. Every fourth person could really be quite good in music. These kinds of things, and they say, oh, these are such an amazing talent. And you go, well, sometimes it's outstanding. Most of the time, it's just unrealized and underappreciated. You know, in this world that really revolves around money, and they say, "Oh, that's a bad thing." And you go, "Dude, this is it's life. You really have to do things." It's almost the whole question of having a season for things. And so getting back to my thing about retirement, you go, I'm really ready to get out of this season. And to get on to another one, you know, it says I'm not, unlike some people that I know, and I'm not saying they're bad people at all. Institutions like Mesalands depend on people who will do whatever it takes to keep the institution running. And the fact that realities get in the way of that, or personalities get in the way of that, it's a tough thing. No, regardless, so. It's chilly out here. My poor hands. I'm having to switch my hands a lot to hold the phone. Hold the phone, everybody. What's the time it is? Oh, 6:50. Not bad. And I got all my stuff with me, so I'm pretty much a portable office wherever I am. is where I come into things. I'm gonna walk around a little bit more and then come back in and start prepping for the day. It's Stampede Day at Mesa Land, so we are handling the stampede. People that come in, try to get things kind of pulled together, start getting everybody registered, and kicking some major butt. And it's getting a lot better. I need to pass off more things. I said, you know, I'm probably doing things a little backwards. I'm just trying to make it work. So, well, I adjust, yeah. That we're going to have really good we probably need to have really good experts and have those really good experts figure out how much they want to information they want to share. Mine is document everything and make that a big part of your sharing. Because we, as much as we don't have time for documentation, we really don't have time have somebody walk around with and try to pick it up and then depend on those people to take care of things. Good morning. So, okay, it's probably about time to... it's not yet. I'm going to walk around another time. I'm all right. How are you? Yeah, me too. So I don't want to get caught in the trap for not doing retirement, because I think everybody talks themselves out of retirement. Where I'm the guy that says, nope. I've got other things I want to do that I don't want it to be so tied to money. As soon as I have some money, I intend to live my life to do that. And I know some people think it's like, well, you keep your life really intentionally small. And I go, I do. You know, I'm more worried about getting nicer, more durable things. Just talked to Lisa today about the fact that we need to take care of some things that we'd really like to accomplish, what we'd really like to do. Like going on this trip for our 35th anniversary, we've talked about it forever. And we really need to get to it. So that's going to happen. I mean, we already committed to it. So once I commit to something, I tend to do it. One way or another. I'm going to go all the way around. I'm here. I'm a little bit late. Anyway. I haven't been doing my Kegels to try to get my prostate kind of pulled together. I don't want to have to concentrate too much on it. But anyway, yeah, you know, do that. Our cars are in pretty good shape at the moment, but we need to get another car eventually here. There's certain things that I want to have, I want to accomplish. I've got this kind of money, you know. I want to get us a car that's probably going to last until we die. Stuff like that. I don't get walks in unless I do it this way. I have to park.
Yep.
And then I can walk. When I used to walk back and forth to work, I said, that'll work. Oh, it was horrible because it'd be late, I'm tired, and I'm having to walk
home. It's a long way.
I know. And everybody was being nice and giving me rides, but I was feeling weird about it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, these people are being so nice to me, and I'm their boss.
Yeah, no, it's nice like to get like these little 10-minute walks.
Yeah.
I do it like 3 or 4 times a day.
Smart.
It all adds up.
Yeah, it does. Oh. That's Rob. He's our graphic designer. He's a good guy. I think he's got a good life work balance. Where I have always failed so miserably at this before. I'm still gonna do my other work life balance, which is basically I'm gonna work for all these years. And then I'm going to get around to my life. And they said, you should have been doing it along the way because you don't know how long you got. And you go, yeah, I know. But I'm going to get to it. Resetting the clock isn't good. So the whole thing is December 2025 is when I can really retire. And then the other thing is the next big thing, if I'm not feeling like I really want to do it, but you got to know that when I have the opportunity to do something like retire, my tendency is to take it. So the chances of me retiring at 2025, along December of 2025, is actually quite excellent, if it can be contrived at all. And anyway, so good morning. Oh, walking around, working out my frustrations. You can bring anytime. But I don't want to say that too much because we'll keep putting it off.
I know. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
Does anybody have
a desktop
in my office too?
Well, we handle the desktops differently. Or the ones that sit on your desk and are in the network,
okay.
We handle them differently.
Okay.
So you're fine with that, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, being me, chances are the December 2025 one is really going to be the thing. I think Lisa, with her work experience that she had, and then she called it a retirement. She'd only been there a year and a half. But I think it really does kind of bring to mind that when the moment arrives and she goes, Jason, I really want you to work more because I want to get more money for our retirement. And you go, yeah, but we can always play that game. I'll never retire at that rate. So anyway, okay, that's it. Bye.